while on the road, but we were born and raised in Montana for the most part. But we moved to Oregon, Portland, and so when we moved there, we were very impressed with the weather, which I'm sure you've heard so we wrote this song, kind of in reflection of that, and it's called Storm.
I want to be one of the storms falling over the sea.
I want to rely, stars fiercer than bars, smile back at me.
I will not. song that was done in the 60s by a French pop star called Françoise Hardy. And she is sort of famous for singing these beautiful, beautiful melodies, usually very sad, romantic songs. This one is called Le Premier Bonheur du Jour, which in French means the first happiness of the day.
Come on. Thank you. So yeah, for this show, you're gonna hear a lot of bizarre different songs, like a Japanese tango. But we started. You probably went. Or my name is Sophie, by the way. Melanie, this is Mel, and August, and Amanda already introduced yourself. But we were all siblings. And our grandfather was portrayed, or our great-grandparents were the Captain and Maria von Trapp, and our grandfather was portrayed as Kurt in The Sound of Music. The one who says, "I'm Kurt and I'm incorrigible."
Yeah.
That's our grandfather. and we started because when we grew up in Montana, most of the von Trapps live in Vermont, and that's where I was born, actually. Our grandfather would come and teach us little songs, little offering songs. He had a stroke about 13 years ago, and just to make him feel better, we recorded some of those songs that he taught to us. And then someone said, "Oh, why don't you put a show together?" And so we thought that would be a fun idea.
So August was 7.
Yeah.
And Sophie was 13.
Right. And so we were really young and had no idea what we were doing, but thought it would be fun. And our parents can't sing at all, by the way. Our dad's a stonemason, and our mom makes delicious bread. It was never planned; it just kind of happened, and it's been really amazing. So we've grown up just being able to travel the world and see so many amazing cultures, and we picked up songs in different languages in our travels. And it was actually a tradition of the older, our great-grandparents, is learning songs in different languages. And so you'll hear a lot of those tonight, and this is no exception. This is a Hebrew lullaby called Hayada Hachia Fabigan, which means the prettiest girl in kindergarten.
Thank you.
ago, we had a chance to go to Rwanda. Sophie and Melly were going to teach music at an orphanage in Rwanda, and they called August and I and said, you guys have to come down and experience this. So we came down, and we ended up learning the national anthem of Rwanda, because a friend of ours at the time was working for the president, and he said, hey, there's this board meeting coming up, and if you guys could learn the song, you could sing it at the board meeting. And we thought, okay, sure, easy, we can do that. The anthem was in four verses. It's in Kinyarwanda, and we had never heard it before, and we only had 2 days to learn it. Sort of less. So luckily, we found somebody at the school that we were teaching at, and that knew the song, and obviously was their anthem. But that she taught it to us, and we were able to bring it to the board meeting all as good as we could get it with the right pronunciation. But it went over really well because the president liked it so much that he gave August a cow.
So cool to take it back.
Yeah. Well, so it was amazing. Rwanda is such an incredible place, and it's really neat. People are wonderful. But the story behind the anthem is actually, it's really cool. And it's after the genocide, the current president of Paul Kagame had a contest to see who could write a new anthem to replace the old one, which was which didn't represent sort of the new direction of Rwanda. And what happened was two prisoners who had been killers in the genocide, they wrote an anthem, and they wrote it out of remorse and have a desire for Rwanda to become one nation, one people under one nation. And it was such an incredibly moving song that the president chose that to be the next anthem. And that is, and it's called Rwanda Beautiful, which means Rwanda Ziza, which means beautiful Rwanda. So.
Men in the 1920s and early 30s called the Comedian Harmonists, and they're from Germany, and they were probably the most successful like musical comedy group of their time. They were incredibly popular in Europe, and they would arrange songs in the most like hilarious fashion. It wasn't necessarily the words or anything, it was just the way they say it was really funny. It was kind of a new concept. Anyway. Unfortunately they were disbanded, though, by the Nazis because some of the members were Jewish, and they tried to reform in Germany and in America, but it never really matched the collaboration of the first group. And so we'd like to carry on that sound a bit, because it's great, and it's called Die Dorfmusik.
That was what I was going to say, and then Anyway, actually, I'd really like to introduce our wonderful band. We've only been playing with them since like April, and they're amazing. And they're from Portland. Simon Lucas on drums. And Will Gibbs on our bar case. Stephanie Cook on piano, and you don't see her very much. And this song was really amazing because on the Dream Little Dream album that we did with Pink Martini, it was kind of the first start of writing our own music. And this one was we were able to go to.
Yeah. Should we sing?
Oh,
Sound of Music.
Oh yeah, of course. Sorry. How many of you have seen The Sound of Music? How many times have you seen The Sound of Music? Yeah. Well, so we're going to sing you, I think this might be my favorite Sound Music song. And so if you want to, you can sing along. It's called The Hills Are Alive.
And this song was a song, it's special because We were able to record it with our longtime musical heroes, the Chieftains, of our traditional Irish band that we absolutely were obsessed with when we were young. And how we ended up doing that is Thomas Lauderdale from Pink Martini said, "Oh, put together a list of the top artists you'd like to collaborate with as well, you know, on the album." So the top of the list was the Chieftains, and luckily, through some connections, we were able to you know, just meet them, and they liked this song, and so we recorded it with them, and we were so starstruck when we met them. We were like dropping things, and stuttering, we could hardly get a couple sentences out. But anyway,
they were nice, actually. They took it.
They endured our nerdiness. So this is called Thunder.